One of Rose's favorite projects grew from her interest in developing programming for Latina youth.
So Mariposas started out in 2011, and it was my need to be around development and to understand that there are girls that need some development. I didn't want to do it by myself, so I started thinking and brainstorming, how can I help girls be more self-confident, learn more, be in touch with their culture, learn more about their culture, and not do it by myself? So that's when the moms came about. What I did, I met with few of the moms and the girls, and I asked them. There were four girls and three moms. And I asked them, what is it that I can provide? What is something that I can help you with? And this was at a church. And all they said was, I need help with my daughter to help her become better in school, help more with the culture, and be more connected to her. So those were the three things that started. And thinking back on when I was a teenager, what were the things that I wanted to have? I wanted to be closer to my mom. I wanted to be able to have a good communication. And there were some personal experiences that I've had that I didn't have anyone to talk to. So how can we build this safe environment for a girl and a mother to be able to stay connected and continue learning about the culture without leaving it behind and still be part of the culture that we have in here, the growing culture? So that's how we started. And we decided to do it one Saturday. It was July 16, 2011, I think it was. And July 16, 2011. And we started meeting every Saturday, and it has been every Saturday ever since. What the purpose behind the Project Butterfly or Proyecto Mariposas is that we go through these transformations, and it's not only happen at one point in your life, but you're continuously growing. So you're kind of continuously remaking yourself and learning. And if we do that in community, we can become the best mariposa ever because we're doing it together.